quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hey, beautiful. It's me, your reflection, and it's time for a reading, child. It's been a long time since I did a reading, and I'm just about to start doing them again because I realized doing this on a podcast helps me stay connected. It helps people stay connected. It helps you stay connected. It helps you, like, tune into life a little bit finer than we're capable of on our own. So, yeah, let's just check in. And I was going to do, like, a reading for September, but I'm going to just do a reading. So, if you're hearing this, whenever you're hearing this is what we need to hear right now. And you know, one thing that I've been doing lately is I'll just go to the podcast and scroll a random amount of times and then click on a podcast episode and listen to it. And it really shows how, like, far we've come. And sometimes the message that I recorded maybe last year is relevant to that day or this moment or whenever I click it. So that'll be a good thing to do. That's another intention that I want from the podcast. So just whenever you need to hear something, whenever you need some encouragement, you can just scroll and kind of pick a channeled voicemail to listen to. So yeah, I'm feeling really tense in my shoulders. Like, my shoulders and neck area is really tense. So, automatically, I'm feeling like you got a lot on you right now. Like, you just, and you don't have to. Like, you don't have to feel all the pressure of everything that you're choosing to pick up and hold, you know? You don't have to be stressed out. Like, you're literally not supposed to be stressed out. So release it. Just know that everything is okay. And after all that stuff has been added up on you, it's time to drop it off. And once you drop everything off, you'll be in a brand new energy and everything will just flow. Like, always remember that you are not supposed to do every little thing. You're not supposed to try to figure every little thing out. You're not supposed to be worried about every little thing, babe, because don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It is all right. It will be all right. It was all right. Just allow it to be all right. Do what you can do. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't try to do other people's jobs. Don't try to do the universe's or God's, or don't try to do jobs that are not assigned to you to do in this lifestyle, in this lifetime. So, all right, let's just get into what messages we need to hear. Let's just check in and see what we need to hear right now. What do we need to hear? What's the energy that we really need to be carrying? Like, I'm using the Hip Hop Queens Oracle deck. Who's this deck by? By Kathy. Oh, I might be butchering. Kathy Iandoli and Monica Ahanonu. So, what is the energy that we need to really embrace right now? Because personally, a lot of revelations have been coming to me. I feel just like a breath of fresh air. Like, change. Eve came out and it's the change. Like, it's literally a change. What else is this other card? Fight. Yeah, it's been a fight. It's been a struggle. Like, you had all that stuff on your chest and now it's time for change. Like, I'm getting so many fresh ideas, and for a minute I wasn't even posting online. Like, I just ducked off and just been, you know, living the real life. But I haven't been feeling creative really, or not creative enough to share. Like, I just haven't been in a mood to really create, for just being honest. And yeah, that was a fight. You can't fight with that. Like, you have to have those periods of time. And especially during those times, like, it's usually, I'm noticing, it's usually, that usually means stuff is switching gears. Like, I just wasn't feeling inspired by what I was doing anymore. There needed to be a change in my in myself. There needed to be a change in my surroundings and a change in my mentality. So, yeah. So, it's been a change. And it's a good change. Ooh, child. Strength came out. Right. Strength. Strength came out. It's like you been going to the gym, okay? Like, you know how they get ready for a fight. They training. You needed to train. You know, you're... Okay, boom. So, good. Good. Analogy? Not analogy. I think analogy. But, anywho. Simile? Metaphor? Something like that. Like, okay, so I follow Angel Reese on Instagram. And... she's, you know, she's a basketball player. If you don't know, she goes to LSU and she's a basketball player. And, you know, she's been on vacation recently. She's been just living life. And now it's school time again. So that means the season, she about to be going to practice again. She about to be having games again. Like, it was her downtime. And today was the first, I think it was the first game, football game of her school year. And it was just like, yeah, like, you've been training. You've been, or you haven't, or you've been learning and you've been observing and you've been kind of in that relaxed period so that you can get your strength back. Like, yeah, you have to relax, like a cool down period of a workout. And it's just like, we're back. We're back in business. It's game time. So that feels really good. Oh my gosh. I so miss doing readings. Self-love. Lizzo came up. Yeah, like... you got a whole lot of more self-love for yourself. You appreciated yourself. And once you've been building up, okay, kind of, you ever play The Sims? You know how you got to teach them stuff. Like, they either got to read books or they got to talk in the mirror for charisma or they got to actually work out, like, before they can do certain things. So you had to build up those traits, build up those skills to be able to be where you are now, to be able to do what you're about to do. You had to gain access to that level. You know what I'm saying? You had to unlock the knowledge, baby. You just took a couple classes. Oh, it just feels so good to just be where you are. And like all, and you know what's coming. Like, you know what's coming. Superstition came up, Kalani. But it was upside down. So it's like, what does this mean? I'm getting, like, something. Superstition. Another guy gotta come out with that? Let me see what the books say about it. Here you go. Okay. It says, sometimes you don't know how hot the stove is until you touch it, but you don't have to spend your life showing off a bunch of burn marks. The Kalani card is a sign. Do not pass go with it. Love, friendship, career, whatever. Your gut instincts signal you for a reason. Resist the extreme... being so overly cautious, be thoughtful in your actions, something that doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't. Okay, so I'm getting, okay, there's a sentence, the last sentence of the biography of, like, Kana Kalani. It says, there are layers to Kalani's story, yet she remains an open book. Like, okay, boom. Okay, I get this card now. So it's, well, in this sense, I feel like, even I was just talking to someone earlier, like, every little thing, every little piece of story that you've had in your life, every chapter, every season, every day, you know what I'm saying? No matter what it was, no matter how much you grew, no matter what you went through that, you needed that. It's all a part of your story. So, coming out of a kind of like another rebirth. You know, you go through so many rebirths in your life. But it's not giving much of the superstition part of the card. But it's just the picture. If you can see the picture of her, she's in this black shirt. And she just kind of has this, like, serious look on her face. Like, it's kind of giving me dark energy. So it's like, but the card was upside down. So it's like, you're coming out of that chapter. That chapter has ended. Now we're here. You know what I'm saying? You done got it out the mud, baby. Now you can clean all the mud off and be pristine. Now you can be very clear. And I was talking about my old town that I used to live in, and I was just person I was talking to, they had said something along the lines of like, I was saying I wouldn't go back there. Like I had, it was good while I was there, but I wouldn't go back there. And it was like, yeah, you couldn't grow there. And I was saying, I said, nah, I did. But I done all the growing that I could do while I was there. Like, it was time for me to move on from that. And that's what I feel like that energy just translates to just here right now. Like, you grew from that. You grew from that stage and that period of not, you know, I was saying I wasn't feeling creative or whatever you're coming out of, you grew. You've done all the growing that you could. Now you're in a different head space. You're going to be in a different physical space if you're not already. And technically, I am in a different physical space. Like, it's literally been so much change. So much change has happened in my life. And, yeah. So much change has happened, child. What's this card? Okay. Order is here, but it's upside down. And this is just giving me like, I don't know what it's giving me. It's giving me, what's her face looking like? Like, girl, I told you so. Kind of thing. Let me see what it say about order. There you go. It's been said that when you're trying to focus, you should clean the space you're working in. Physical clutter leads to mental clutter. But before I go, you're going to reach for the mop. Make sure you're not voluntarily distracting yourself from what should really be, you should really be doing. Sure, procrastination is practically a constant companion at this point, but there are many ways to achieve goals that don't involve sanitization. The Nikki D card states the opposite. While she represents order, it was through her voluntary shaking up the system, commonly called disorderly conduct, that she helped new levels of conscience fall into place. Try coloring outside the lines for a bit instead of alphabetizing your bookshelf. Who knows what may come out of from a little messiness. So, yeah, I'm gonna like, girl, I told you so. Like, girl, it's time to wake up. It's time to, like you, it's time. You know what time it is. Like, girl, I told you. I'm telling you, girl, let's do this. Let's do this, child. All right, I'm about to switch decks after this one. Passion came out. Yes. It's so much. That's one of the skills that we learned, hypothetically. If we say we was learning skills like on The Sims, the things we're polishing, the things that we've been working on in our downtime, kind of on that passion for ourselves, that passion for life, our passions in life, just working on our image. And it's scissors on the card, just finding out who you want to be. I feel like the book gonna say something relevant to this, so I'm gonna look and see what the book has to say. But yeah, child, we've been working on our passion. We've been working on ourselves. We have a different kind of love and appreciation for life, you know what I'm saying? Here it is. Look, the three words are fire, lust, and drive. So just because your inner flame feels dim does not mean that it's completely out. This is a card is a sign that it's time to rekindle that fire from within. Absorb things that will inspire you, like music, art, film, and books. It's easy to feel disconnected from your most passionate self, but that's the best time to run back. Your willingness to find that spark will determine your success rate. Don't fake it till you make it either. Proceed only when truly ready. So, right, absorb things that will inspire you. Like, we are really inspired right now by everything that we've been through, like looking back on all those chapters and everything, realizing this new chapter we're in, and really getting prepared to go down this journey. Now, when I tell you all the blessings that I've received from learning my lessons. That'll be a good song, ain't it? Now, let's open up the, what is this deck called? I don't recall right now. The Positive Thought Deck. I think that's what it's called, by Susan. Somebody. Positive Thought Deck. Power Thought. I think it's the Power Thought. Let me see. Power Thought Deck. Power Thought Cards. Yeah. By Louise Hay. I'm talking about Susie. Okay, so let's see. Just what are some words that we just need to speak on and that we can just relate to and that I can give some like real life examples on and just connect and just remind us. Matter of fact, okay, this new chapter we're in. Give me something related to that, please. Like, okay. Everything I touch is a success, yes. And my healing is already in process. So everything I touch is a success. On the back it says, I now established a new awareness of success. I know I can be as successful as I make my mind up to be. Pause, because I'm reading, what's it called? It's by Tyree Omar. It's like the second fly girl. But basically, it tells a story of how she quit her job and started and moved across the country to pursue her real passion, and like how she started from the bottom. And she was kind of skeptical at first, but she decided that's what she wanted to do, so she went for it. So I can be as successful as I make up my mind to be. And I just think it's funny how I always pick books. Like, I randomly pick books. I seldom read descriptions. I really just go out vibes and covers. I seldom read descriptions, but somehow the fiction books that I pick always seem to go with what I'm reading. Like, I just finished reading The Little Italian Hotel or something like that. What is this book called? Let me see what it's called, because it's really good. And I thought I got out of the urban section, so I thought it was going to be like, yeah, Omar Tyree. I thought it was going to be one of the little hood books, but it's not. It's not hood. For the Love of Money. That's what it's called, by Omar Tyree. It's just, I mean, some of the parts is in the hood, but it's not like one of them little ghetto, you know, kind of juicy, real juicy, if you know what I mean when I say juicy kind of books. It's not one of those, but it's still really good. Like, it's got my attention. It's kind of aligned with right now, this new chapter of deciding to really go for something and going for it. So it's so crazy how messages come to me to books. Come to me through books. So the next thing she said, I'm moving to the winner's circle. I literally, the last little piece I read, she went to her first like Hollywood party, or like Black Hollywood party. And she's getting close to these people. She's meeting the people. She wants to be a screenwriter. So she's meeting people that'll put her in the room, go to opportunities everywhere for me, prosperity of every kind is drawn to me. Yes. It's that season to be winning. And it just feels so good. Like, if I'm seeing the word reestablish. I know the first one was, I now reestablish a new awareness of success. But it's like, you reestablishing yourself. And then my healing is already in progress. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I'm worth healing. Yeah. It's new. Like, when you heal, you become new again. Things work again. You ever realize how much air you intake? What I'm trying to say, have you ever realized how valuable breathing through your nose is? Like, after one of your nostrils go out or your nose gets stopped up, you're like, dang. But then when you heal, you're like, okay, I can breathe again. But you never really pay attention to how valuable that is to be able to breathe and to be able to smell until you lose it. So it's like, you reestablish that, you done healed, and you can do it again. So, this just feels so good. I'm so excited to read this book. I'm so excited to do book reviews again. I am willing to let go. Oh, child. Oh, that one hurt. But you know, sometimes, baby, you gotta let go. Sometimes you have to let go. And sometimes things may not be. Sometimes you get a taste of something that you got to put in the refrigerator and save it for later. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to save stuff for later. No matter how good it tastes, child, you got to go do something else. You got to pause something and come back to it. And don't try to rush back to it. Don't try to rush through things. Don't. I know it's like binge watching a good series. Baby, you know you need to go to bed. But you're like, I just want to know what happened, baby. Sometimes you got to press pause. Whatever your situation is right now, sometimes you got to press pause on some stuff and come back to it when you're able to. Come back to it when you got the time. Come back to it when you got the... Because that's a privilege to be able to do some type, some things. To be able to do some things is a privilege, really. And sometimes you got to come back when you got the time. So you got to be willing to let go. And then you know it could be other stuff you could be doing. Or you know you shouldn't be really doing what you're trying to do right now. Or you just know that, yeah, there's other stuff that you need to be doing, you could be doing. It's like, if it's weighing you down, baby, you can come back and pick it up when you get to your destination or when you get to where you need to be. And that's okay. It is all right to be able to do that, to have to do that. Like I said, it's changed now. We in a whole nother season. Sometimes, like the book, Fly Girl Returns, there was the first book and the second book, baby. Sometimes you got to be left on a cliffhanger in some situations in life. I ain't lying. I release others to experience whatever is meaningful to them, and I am free to create that which is meaningful to me. Sometimes you got to pump the brakes. Put it in park. Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it. I'm just playing. Sometimes you gotta, you know how they say, if you love something, if you love it, let it go. If it's meant to be, it'll come back to you. Sometimes things are like that. It could be relationships, it could be hobbies, it could be habits, it could be foods, it could be anything. And you know what it is. You know what yours is personally, baby. You got to let it go. And if you like me and you have recently let it go. What am I about to say? You see the change. You see the difference in the energy. Once you let that thing go. If you let something go and the energy, it goes up. That means that thing was weighing you down. And it might have just, you might not have had the muscle mass or the experience, the knowledge to know how to carry that one thing. And you can come back and get it, because it's not that it's a bad thing for you. It just, you just don't have enough room for that. You know what I'm saying? If you got a full plate and you're trying to add something to it, now the stuff falling off the sides, you trying to pick stuff up, you got three plates in your hands. Sometimes you got to eat your first plate and you know, let's food out just a little bit. Then come back and get the rest of the stuff. You can't have everything. But you still need to eat. You know what I'm saying? You still need to eat all three of them plates. But sometimes you just need to focus on the one plate. And go get that good old second plate later, baby. Don't rush it. Don't rush picking it back up. You will know when it's time to pick it back up. Everything will be good. Everything will be perfect. You know what I'm saying? You won't feel crowded. It won't feel like too much. You'll feel it. You will know, baby. When you know, you know. When you know, you know. So, what's this card? I am flexible and flowing. Yeah. Baby, these next couples, you're going to see. You need to be where you at. You need to be who you are right now. I'm open to the new and changing. Every moment presents a wonderful new opportunity to become more of who I am. I flow with life easily and effortlessly. You're going to see exactly where you at. And you need to be who you are to be where you at. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a process of positive change. Yup. Baby, the cards do not be fibbing dibbing. Or ripping and running nothing. The cards do not play. And I don't know why I've been playing. Or not been playing with the cards. Because Child, I know I be needing to just talk to these cards and just talk to myself and talk to my reflections and just really tune in. Just really tune in. Let me see how long I've been talking. 24 minutes. All right, I kind of feel done. I don't like really doing too much for too long. I kind of feel done. This was real good. Let me see. I'm gonna pull out the hip hop Queen's Oracle deck again, and I'm going to see what's the word that what's the what do we need to remember moving forward in this new chapter? What is this new chapter all about? You know, like what energy do we need to have, or what mantra or what motto do we need to have, or like what's the theme? What's the what you call it? Yeah, the theme. Truth, baby. Truth Rhapsody came up. Let me see. I feel like before I open this book, I feel like this is everything that you need to be. This chapter right here, you're gonna know who you want to be. You're gonna be who you want to be. You're going to live in your full truth. You know what I'm saying? And I know what that personally means for you, but take a minute to think about what it, I mean, I know what that personally means for me, but think about what that personally means for you. What is this truth about yourself that you realize that is your truth now? This is a this child, this right here. And you know, when something is true, baby, it's true. Like, true, is it true or is it false? Look, it says Rhapsody. She forged ahead with a noteworthy solo career that shape-shifted perceptions of female rappers of the 2000s. Like I said, I know what that means for me, baby. Yep. I gotta listen to some Rhapsody. While she is both a truth bearer and a knowledge seeker, a dangerous combination to those who underestimate the power of woman. You're finding it hard to speak the truth right now. Maybe you're sparing the feelings of others, or you aren't quite sure how to put the words together. The truth shall set you free, baby. And I was just scripting about just the feeling of freedom, everything freedom. The truth shall set you free. Living your truth, walking your truth, speaking your truth, being your truth, baby, and you're gonna feel freer than you've ever felt before. Because you're true to yourself. And when you're true, nothing is wrong. Ooh, when you're true to you, nothing can go wrong, baby. Open your throat chakra and let the words come out. Remember, we can experience blockages of all kinds, and not speaking your truth can feel metaphorically strangling. So imagine not living in your truth, not existing and being in your truth. You know that hurt. You know, like that pain in your shoulder. I don't even feel the pressure that I felt on my shoulders no more. I don't feel it no more. Sometimes eloquence must take a back seat to being brutally honest. And on that note, we know what we gotta do. We know what we gotta do, child. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so excited to get back to the podcast, get back to doing readings, get back to what they say about Rhapsody. I pass all, yeah. Getting back to being a truth bearer, a truth seeker, and a knowledge bearer. Or whatever they said. I'm excited. Truth bearer and a knowledge seeker. Excited. So, yeah, here we are. I love you, and I will call you back.